Okay, we're up to Chesed Amud Aleph. Rav Shimon, the Omar Tomid Maratza, the Hok Shiva Mitzchah. Rav Machlokis, whether the tzitz is Maratza only when he's wearing it, or even when it's hanging on a hook. So Rav Shimon holds that what's it called, that it's Maratza all the time. Either there's a pasuk that says Al Mitzchah. So the Kabbalah Mokh. They have to tell me where exactly the tzitz is supposed to be. It has to be al mitzchot. So machlok is what al mitzchot means. Rashi seems to learn al mitzchot means on his forehead, mamish. And other Rishonim learn that it means on like tefillin, above his forehead, on the part where the hair is. But in any case, that pasuk is not coming to tell me when it's maratza, but how you're supposed to wear it. Let's see, Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda l'kbola makom minole. How does Rabbi Yehuda know where the tzitz should be? Right, l'chora he learns from the pasuk al mitzcho that what's it called? It has to be on his forehead in order to be maratza. So where does he learn that dafka has to be? That what's it called? That al mitzcho is dafka. Dafka me al mitzcho. There's another pasuk. Right, there's a pasuk that says al mitzcho, and there's a pasuk that says me al mitzcho. So from the other pasuk you learn l'kbola makom. I have Rav Shimon Nami Tepik Lemi Al Mitzchah. Let him learn it from the other pasuk. This pasuk is extra lechora. Let's learn from there that it has to be on his forehead in order to be maratza in a chinami. Right? In a chinami, he does learn from the other pasuk. El Al Mitzchah V'Nasa Mai Ovid. At least, what does he do with the other pasuk? Al Mitzchah V'Nasa. On the lechor roi lametzach maratza. Sheino roi lametzach in a maratza. Vathuke nishbaratzitz lo maratza. Even Rav Shimon holds that it's maratza all the time as long as it's around. But if it's not fit to be on his forehead, it's broken, then it's not maratza either. Rav Yehuda nishbaratzitz minole. According to Rav Yehuda, if the tzitz is broken, how do you know? So everybody, only Rishon the mask over here. According to Rav Yehuda, even if it's not nishbaratzitz, just not on his forehead, it's not maratza. What I mean, the pasuk to tell me if nishbarat tzitz is not maratza. If nishbarat tzitz, it's not on his head. So Tosfos Yeshanim says that if there would only be one pasuk, I would say that pasuk's talking about nishbarat tzitz. And it doesn't have to be on his forehead. So you need two psukim. One to tell me that nishbarat tzitz is no good, and then you have a second pasuk tells me not only that, even if it's okay, but it's not on his forehead, it's not good. But if you only had one pasuk, I would say that pasuk's talking about nishbarat tzitz. Why mitzcho? Right, it has to be on his forehead, and if it's not fit for his forehead, it's no good. And the next pasuk tells me, even if it's not on his forehead, it's no good, even if it is fit. Reb Shimon netzach mitzcho lo mashmalin. Reb Shimon is not medayik from the Netzach Mitzcho, so he only has two extra psukim. One to tell me where you put it, and one to tell me that it has to be, that it has to be at least roi to put on your forehead. But the fact that it has to be on your forehead, Rabbi Shimon doesn't have any pasuk for that, and Rabbi Yehuda does. Okay. The one says, Neima Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. Let's say these, the Machlokas Tanoim. Whether Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur is totally in the following Tanoim also. The Tanya Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Mazin Olav Kol Shiva Mikol Chato Shayusham Divir Meir. Right, both Rashi says Yom HaKippurim and Paraduma, when the Kohen Gadol was being prepared to be Ovid on Yom Kippur or to make the Paraduma, so the whole 7 days that they were mafreshim, they sprinkled the afer of the paraduma on him all 7 days. From all the different paradumas that were there, they had saved the afer from Moshe Rabbeinu's paraduma all the way through. So they had afer of paraduma from many, many different paradumas, and they sprinkled from a combination of all these afers on him all 7 days. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain mazon of El Shishi v'Shvi b'Vad. And Rabbi Yossi says they only were mazon on the third day and the seventh day. One time, one regular hazah, third day and seventh day. Here Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Kohen Hasov es Aporah mazon of Kol Shiva. No, there's a difference between the Kohen who was being prepared to what's it called to burn the Paraduma. On him, they were mazon all 7 days. But b'yom haKippurim ein mazon lavel shish v'shvi. But the one who is being prepared for Yom Kippur only on the third and the seventh day. On the third day and seventh day of when they were separating him. Kohen asor, if they come the first time, and later on the Gemara will explain the reason. My lab, b'hokam ifrgei. Isn't this the machlokas? The mayor saw our tumah dechuyah hibatzibur. And therefore, you have to go to every length you can to make sure that he's tahor. So, the third and seventh day is not enough. Because maybe he became tameh, not right before he, was nifrash, and then the third day of his tumah would be the third day that you're mazin on him. Maybe he became tameh 2 days earlier. So the first day of his prisha is the third day. Right, or maybe 1 day earlier, then the second day of his prisha is the third day, and so on. Rabbi Yossi holds no. Tumah heter he betzibur. Therefore, you have to go to such great lengths to make sure that the hazoy is on the third and the seventh day, dafka. Right, it's okay if it'll just be one time, it's just anyway, the tumah's hutra. So they ask if that's the case, then why do you have to be mazin altogether? Right, why do you have Zohar altogether? Okay, and also by Paraduma then. According to this, why is Paraduma not the third and the seventh? If the reason is because Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, right, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that doesn't apply to the Paraduma, right? Because Paraduma is not Docha Shabbos, not Docha Tumah. Right, so he says, no, since a Tvul Yom is kosher by Paraduma, Tosa says, so therefore, you don't, it's just as if it would be, what's it called, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, just like here you have a Kula, and therefore you only need the third and the seventh day, same thing goes by Paraduma, but not for a different reason. Okay. Where it says, the Tispera, that can't be the reason for the Machlokas, the mayor holds Tumah Dechuyah, and therefore you have to imazin all 7 days to make sure that you got the Hazor on the right day. And Rabbi Yossi holds no Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore third and seventh day is enough. The Tisbara, how can you say that's the Machlokas? Isav Rabbi Yossi Heter Hu B'Tzibur Hazor Klol Amali. If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, what do you need to be mazin on him altogether to make sure that he's tahor? You don't have to make him no Hazor. Forget about the Hazor. Tosa says maybe you need the Hazor because of Paro Shel Aaron, which is a Korban Yochid. Which, what's it called, which even though it's Kavua Lo Zman, but like we said before, there you try to do it as much B'Tahara that you can, right? So he says that's where your Vade Tame. Then you try to get a Kohen that's Tahar from the same Beisav. But here it's only a Sofik Tumah. Sofik Tumah, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, even by a Korban Yochid, that's Kavua Lo Zman, you wouldn't have to run after making the guy Tahar. Okay. The one says no. Ella de kule alma honey tonight savri tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. No, that's not the machlokas. Machlokas is something else completely. Everybody here holds tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. If your hell would hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, you wouldn't need hazah at all. The fact that you need hazah is only because tumah dechuyah. Why is one hold you need hazah all 7 days, and the other one holds only on the third and the seventh day? V'hachem v'hachem iflagay. Rav Meir saw Ramri and Tzvila b'smana mitzvah. The mayor holds that tvila bismana mitzvah, that if the day that you're roy to become tahar, you have to do the tvila on that day, and therefore you're going to have the hazor on the proper day so you can have tvila. And we don't know which the proper day of hazor is, because maybe he became tameh 2 days earlier or 3 days earlier or whatever, and the third day is not the third day but the first day or the second day. So therefore, every day he's going to have hazor, so you can have tvila on that, what's it called, on that day. Now there's the seventh day, we don't know which is the seventh day. Maybe the seventh day is really the first day, or the second day, or the third day. Or the seventh day is, what's it called, the fourth day, or the fifth day, or the sixth day. So therefore, every day he's going to need hazor, maybe that's the seventh day, and then he can go have tvila, because if you don't have hazor, you can't have tvila. And since tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, you can't delay the tefillah. It's a mitzvah to do it on the first day you can become tahor. So therefore, they has to know that he has to make hazor on every day for fear that maybe that's the proper day, and then he can have the tefillah. If the whole tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, then he can delay the tefillah. Doesn't have to be dafka the first day he can do it. Could be the next day, the day after. So therefore, as long as he has hazah on a seventh day, and he goes to the mikveh that day, is fine. Even if it's not really the right day, if it's a later day.
Is it dafka by Kohen?
No, no, no. By anybody. Anybody who has a chayva tefillah, zava, nida, whatever, has to go on the day that she's able to go. And if she goes later, she's still tahar. But it's a mitzvah to go on the day that you could go. Rabbi Yossi saw her, lo amri and tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi says, if you don't say that, tefillah is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher. Now you become tahar. You don't want to become tahar today, so you become tahar tomorrow. No mitzvah dafka to become tahar that day. But it says, the sover of Yossi, lo amri and tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Now you're saying the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is whether you hold tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't say tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. How can you say that? We have another source where Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah. But Tanya, let's wait to Rashi first. Shlishu shvila prishar shvishplurishi sasa. Okay, we learn this already. Come for it. The Rabbi Meir sover dechuya hibetzibur uba'inan tara ma'al yisav hazah b'zmanah. Therefore you need to be tahar. Since tumah is only dechuya b'tzibur, you have to make sure that you're tahar. So therefore you need to have the hazah on its proper day. Every day, maybe that's the third day of his tumah. The first 3 days, maybe that's the third day of his tumah. Maybe he became tameh 2 days before you were mafashim. So the first day of his prisha is day number three. Maybe he became tameh 2 days before you were mafashim. Therefore, day number two is the third day. Or maybe he became tameh right before you were mafashim. Therefore, day number three is the third day. The last 3 days, every day could be the seventh day. So therefore you need to be mazin on him all 7 days. Rabbi Yossi sover heter hibetzibur. Delo machmri bo elul maila bialma. Yafidam imiluim. And it's only a maila bialma that you're mazin. And therefore, what's it called? You don't have to do it every day. Anyway, tumahutra betzibur. Someone says, no, that's not true. Hazor klal lo malib Torah shlishu shvi. What do you need hazor the klal? Third and seventh day. If you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, even if he's tameh, so what? Someone says, no, the machlokas is tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Dechsi v'chito b'yom hashvi. V'chi beis begadav v'rochatz. Right? The Torah says that, what's it called? He'll become Torah on the seventh day, and then he should tovel his clothing and go to the mikvah. This pasuk comes to tell me the tefillah has to be on the seventh day. Not that it doesn't help after that, but there's a mitzvah to do it when the first possible time you can become tahar. And hazah is also compared to tefillah. Just like tefillah has to be vizmana, the hazah has to be on its proper day. You can't delay it. Therefore, every day you have to be mazin. Maybe today is the day. Because the fourth day is maybe the seventh day from another. Gemara speaks about the fourth day. Gemara later on speaks about. Gemara doesn't say why you mazin every day later on, and Gemara doesn't speak about the fourth day. Lo amrin tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. V'hai v'chito darshinu leiv maseches kedushim v'paragimul for other things. Okay. The Gemara says, now, how can you say that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah? You don't have to dafka be tovel b'zman. V'hatanya, harei shehoya shem kosov al-basaro. Person had shem Hashem written on his skin. Yud kevav kev, one of the shemas of the Rabban Hashem. Harei zelo yirchatz, velo yosuch, velo yamid makamatin ofis. He can't wash, and he can't anoint himself, and he can't stand in a place that's dirty, because of bizayin, either bizayin for Shem Hashem, by standing in a place that's dirty, or by washing and anointing, he's going to erase the Shem Hashem. And it's also to erase Shem Hashem. See Rashi? Lo yirchatz shelo yimchakenu. Shouldn't erase the Shem Hashem. Ba'azor lemochikas Hashem. Where do you know it's also to erase Shem Hashem min haTorah? The baritem eshmam. You should destroy the name of Avodah Zarah. The Somek Lim, right after it says, Lo Sasrim Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do that to Hashem. So the Gemara Darshans, even though Lo Sasrim Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem is going on not making karbonos everywhere like the Avodah Zarah do, that's the Pashup Shot, but the Drash is, destroy the name of Avodah Zarah, but don't do that to the Rebbe Mishra. Don't destroy Hashem's name. Nizdam Nelo Tvila Shomitzvah. What if he has to go to the Mikveh? Tvila Shomitzvah. Right? So now, according to Rashi, he's going to be erasing Shem Hashem if he goes into the water. According to other Rishonim, the problem is not that he's erasing Shem Hashem. The problem is that he's going to be standing naked in front with the Shem Hashem on his body. That's what's awesome. So Korech Olav Gemi, according to Rashi, the reason that you put a little bit of a piece of rubber around it is to avoid it from being erased. According to the other Rishonim, the reason you put the rubber around it is to cover it up so you're not it's not exposed to your naked body. V'tovel, and your tovel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yored V'tovel Kedarko. You don't have to cover it up. You can go into the mikvah regularly. Uvilvad, as long as you don't erase it, the kavana. Uvilvad, shalei shav sheif, right? And you don't, what's it called, rub your skin and erase it also. Ay, lamaisa, it may get erased, so grumma, it's only a grumma, that's okay. Or, ay, it's exposed to your body? Nope. Rabbi Yossi holds the kaimalon, the betvila bezmana mitzvah komiflage. The tanakama sover lo amri and tvila bezmana mitzvah. And therefore, the tanakama holds that you can go looking around for a piece of rubber. And if you won't find one, so you won't go to the mikveh today, you go to the mikveh tomorrow. But we want you to cover up that Shem Hashem before you go to the mikveh. And since covering it up may involve delaying your tefillah, so what? Tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. But if you hold tefillah b'zman as mitzvah, we want you to go and tovel on the right day. And if you're looking around for a piece of rubber to cover your Shem Hashem, right, you may not be tovel on the right day. So therefore, don't look around. Anyway, it's only a grumma. You're not actually erasing it. It's being erased automatically, right? You're not doing it b'kavana. And also, it's the fact that it's exposed to your body. No, the Maisha would rather you to tovel on the right time. What? What's it called? Since they put it on loose, I guess that the water can get there, but it won't erase it. That's the force of the water erases it. But Yossi saw, but I mean, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Also, it could be that you're not makpil, you want it there, because you have to protect the Shem Hashem, and it's therefore it's a miut sheino makpil, and it's also not chotzit. Rabbi Yossi saw, but I mean, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, tefillah b'zman is mitzvah, and if you start looking around for a piece of rubber, you may delay your tefillah. We don't want you to delay the tefillah. Rashi tefillah shel mitzvah, tefillah shtahara, shetila kosala. Some tefillah that you have to become tar from some tumor you had. Korech olav gemi, lahagin olav chosik shetef amai. It's not from Rashi, the water will get in there, it just won't go in with force. So the gemi will protect that the water shouldn't forcefully erase the Shem Hashem. The kaimalam mesech Shabbos, the tefillah bezmana mitzvah plige. The machlokas is tefillah bezmana mitzvah or not? Rabbi Yossi sover mitzvah. Hilkach dilmalo mashke gemi, the yishet tefilasa yomachah. Therefore, we don't unmak that you dafka put a gemi because we're afraid you won't find one and you'll delay your tefillah. That's a mitzvah to be tovel on the right time. Ela the kule amalahani tanoi amrin tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Now, everybody holds tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah. Right? Including Rabbi Yossi. B'hacha b'hacha mitzvah. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Meir sover makshin and hazol a tefillah. That just like tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, hazor is also a mitzvah b'zman. And therefore, you have to be nazir all 7 days, because maybe this is the right day. Rabbi Yossi, sover lo makshin hazor v'tefillah. Therefore, you don't have to do dafk on the 3rd and 7th day. So if you do it a little bit later, it's also okay. Right? So therefore, what's it called? You don't need hazor b'zman. There's a machlokas. The Rambam and you hold that ein hazor b'zman mitzvah. Does it have to be dafka on the 3rd and the 7th day? Right. So some hold that it doesn't make a difference what day, as long as there's a minimum of 4 days between the two hazors, right? Whichever day you do the first hazor, you have to wait 4 days for the other. That's called the 3rd and the 7th day. It doesn't have to dafka be the 3rd and the 7th day, because it's not hazor b'zman is not mitzvah. It just has to be 4 days between the two. The Rambam holds that that's what the Rambam holds, that you need at least 4 days. Other Rishonim hold that the Rambam holds that you don't need dafka 4 days. You need a minimum 4 days. So if you did the first one today, you can do the next one 10 days later. Just it can't be earlier than 4 days. In other words, if you hold hazor b'zman is not a mitzvah, It doesn't make a difference the third and the seventh day b'chlal. It just means that there has to be a minimum 4 days between the two hazals. So if you didn't do it on the seventh day, so you'll do it on the eighth, ninth, tenth, or whatever. And the other Rishonim learn that if you hold hazor bismana is not a mitzvah, right, but you need dafka 4 days between the things. You don't have to dafka do it on the seventh day. You could delay the first hazor, right, but whenever you do the first hazor, you need exactly 4 days to the next hazor. Right, but you don't need dafka the third and the seventh day, but you need dafka 4 days between the two hazors. And the Rambam holds you don't even need dafka 4 days; you could have 10 days between, as long as you have a minimum 4 days.
Either way, the first three then have to be done. Though.
What?
The first three would have to be done in three different days.
No, you don't. It doesn't have to be on the third day, but whenever it is, you need 4 days after that. Okay. That's all. Okay. Okay. Even if you hold tvila bisman as a mitzvah, hazor is not, because you have a pasuk for tvila, but you have no pasuk for hazor. So the question is, do you learn hazor from tvila? The chik siv shlishi ushvi shelo yaktin the yishab in hazor lazor arba yomim. When it said shlishi revi, it means don't have less than 4 days between the hazors, but it didn't mean dafka on the third day or the seventh day. It could be any day. It's just that whatever day you choose, have for another 4 days before you do the next one. You can delay it 3 months. So whenever you'll do it, right, have 4 days between the hazals. Doesn't he dafka the third day after you become tar? Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, imakish hazal tvila, afilu koin biyomakipurim nami. What's the pshat Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim? He holds that Yom Kippur, you're not mazah, but by parah you are. So if he holds that Hazor has to be Bismana, then even Yom Kippur you should have to do it all 7 days. And if he doesn't hold that Hazor has to be on its proper time, then why is the Kohen who's burning the Paraduma have to have Hazor all 7 days? Verses, La'olam lo makish. Really, you don't need Hazor Bismana. That's Rabbi Chanina Yisrael Kohanim agrees with Rabbi Yossi. And really, you don't need hazor bismana b'chlau, and therefore you don't have to imagine on anybody all 7 days. The kohen hasor v'sapora ma'ila bi'alma, and the kohen who burns the parah aduma, the fact that you mazir all 7 days is an extra ma'ila they made. We explained before that since they're matame the kohen and make the parah aduma b'tvul yom in order laholtzim ilivon shel tzedukim who held that it wasn't okay b'tvul yom. Since they were mezalzel in the parah, they made a lot of milas to do as much tahara otherwise as possible. So they went out of their way to do something that wasn't necessary. You didn't have to mazon him all 7 days because hazor bisman is not a mitzvah. But it's a mila in the parah that they shouldn't mezalzel in it because they made it b'tvul yom. Rashi lo machshinan hazor bisman alav mitzvah. The chik siv shlishi yishvish lo yakin the yishav ben hazor arba yom. Okay, we said this right. So in many cases, but he holds that they also hazor bisman is lav mitzvah. And therefore by Yom Kippur you don't need all 7 days, but by parah it's a special milah they made by parah, even though it's unnecessary because of the circumstances of how they brought parah aduma.